Good Tuesday. Here is a hope you are warm and well today. This is Ozarks at Large on your public radio station for the past 35 years, 91.3 KUAF. The Arkansas Citizens First Congress is pressing members of the General Assembly to enforce COVID-19 protections during in-person sessions. The organization is also requesting legislative leaders allow stakeholders who are under quarantine the ability to virtually testify during committee meetings. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich brings us this report.
Kamara Seals is the policy director for the Arkansas Public Policy Panel.
Citizens First Congress is a sister organization to the Arkansas Public Policy Panel. The Citizens First Congress is a C4, so it allows us to do more advocacy and lobbying with our legislators. And that's what we do, fighting for good public policy. And so we are a member-driven organization. We have 50 member groups all across the state of Arkansas. So we are powered by people.
The Arkansas Citizens First Congress is a multi-issue and nonpartisan coalition of organizations working together for progressive state policy change since 1999. This session, Seals and other members have been paying particular attention to how members of the General Assembly, staff, witnesses, and constituents are complying with COVID-19 directives, including during committee meetings.
And I'm pleased to say that all the legislators wear masks. They are very conscious about that, and so we appreciate that. The problem that we have, some of the people that are in the committee rooms do not wear masks, and it's not enforced. And so when we're, the majority of the people do, but, you know, I've seen times where there are two or three or four people who just don't have on a mask, and they won't put on a mask. And so one gentleman has said several times, well, he has a medical reason for not wearing a mask. Well, he's still exposing other people to what he might have, or he's not protecting himself.
Citizens First Congress sent an email to Arkansas House Leader Matthew Shepard, Republican District 6, and Senate President Jimmy Hickey, Republican District 11, who together worked for months to establish COVID-19 guidelines for this General Assembly session.
You know, we appreciate the recommendations that they have in place. We think they have done a great job at putting protections in place to protect them and the community and the public. But we are concerned about the lack of enforcement.
Seal says Capitol Police could fulfill that role.
If someone's not wearing a mask, they should ask them to put on a mask and provide a mask, because masks are provided for those who don't have.
Seal says that Capitol Police should escort anyone who refuses to wear a mask out of the Capitol building. Citizens First Congress is also requesting that virtual participation be somehow enabled.
We have asked leadership of the General Assembly to please consider allowing the people to testify virtually. Those who are not comfortable coming to the Capitol, there are people who have compromised immune systems. There are people who are older in age and cannot risk getting sick, contracting COVID, and they are doing everything they can. Everybody has not had opportunity to have the vaccine yet. So we don't want any voices suppressed. We want everybody to be heard that desires to be heard.
Seal says the technology is available.
We just know the technical capabilities are there at the Capitol in the committee rooms for people to testify virtually. We know this because members who have to quarantine, they still get to participate and watch virtually. They can vote virtually. And have their comments virtually. And that's fair. They should. They are members of the General Assembly, and they absolutely should. So we support that, and we're happy about that. But at the same time, we want to allow people, constituents in Arkansas who want to testify in this environment of COVID to be able to do so virtually.
We queried several Senate and House members. Arkansas Representative Carlton Wing, Republican District 38, responded. He chairs the six-member House Management Committee. He says they've not received any complaints regarding masks.
If a member does have a medical exemption, then that member isn't in full compliance with our House rules. Our temporary rules for committees that we enacted just for COVID-19, and it was a joint venture between the House and the Senate, and it includes members of the majority and minority party, their leadership. It states that if a member is breaking a mask rule, they would not be recognized in committee.
Wing says members on the House floor who refuse to comply with pandemic guidelines would be dealt with individually. Shepard and Hickey, working with both Senate and House Management Committees, established rules and methods to allow for proper distancing, including remote viewing of any proceedings, he says.
So we have created opportunities and ways with that a member can participate remotely, but it has to be because of COVID-related. It can't be just any other illness, but specifically COVID-related illnesses. And we've got that for both members of the House, members of the Senate, and for state agencies who come and participate as well. But one of the things that we did for the members of the general public is we made the Capitol very safe in that all of our committee rooms have been changed and altered to allow for the social distancing. We also have what we call waiting rooms. So we took another committee room that is now not being used, and that is where the members of the public can come, and they are socially distanced as well. So the process, while it takes just a little bit longer to be able to do, it is just as thorough and just as able for the members of the public to come and participate as well, because we're doing it safely. There's medical screening for everyone that comes into the Capitol.
Wing says providing means for Arkansans to participate remotely in legislative proceedings can't be legally deployed.
We are, by law, mandated by the Constitution to conduct business in the seat of government. And that seat of government is the city of Little Rock. And that actually came into play when we had our special session during the COVID pandemic last year, in the year 2020. We had to think of where we could meet remotely because we had not gotten the Capitol prepared sufficiently to that point. And we actually went to UALR and did it at the Jack Stevens Center, a basketball arena where we were able to spread out and be safe. But we did not feel like we could do that outside of the city of Little Rock, whereas we had a big arena in North Little Rock just across the river, but that is not technically the seat of government.
So unless the Constitution is changed, those questing to testify on any measure must show up at the Capitol to state their concerns for the record. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.